The rest of the story. Looking back on his childhood, the minister's son would try as best he could to explain, if not excuse, his parents' relentless severity. A pastor's family is unusually exposed to criticism from the outside world and from his own congregation. And perhaps it was all the more important that a pastor's children be exemplary. Punishments in this particular pastor's household were many and varied, and most of them endurable, except for one terrifying one. Knowing the little boy's profound fear of the dark, his parents, repaying some minor misdeed, would lock him in a small, dark closet. The result was total panic. For indeed, the parsonage cook had once told the child that in that cupboard lived a small but vicious creature which emerged in the darkness and gnawed away the toes of disobedient children. And so, whenever the child was imprisoned in that dark closet, in order to avoid being devoured, he would clamber to the highest shelf and squeeze himself into a corner and remain as motionless as possible, staring into the blackness, listening to the pounding of his own heart. But, well, this is the rest of the story. One day, the little boy got an idea. Certain that he had not seen his last punishment, he cleverly prepared for the next one. With nobody around, he crept into the closet where he had been repeatedly solitarily confined, and he brought with him a small flashlight that glowed red and green, and the youngster then hid the flashlight in the cupboard where nobody else could discover it. He would not have to wait long to be disciplined for his next offense, but this time, when his angry father pushed him inside the closet and locked the door, the little boy fumbled in the dark for his flashlight, and he found it. And he switched it on, and he breathed a sigh of enormous relief, for there in that terrible place where fear had once gripped him so tightly, the child was able to sit calmly on the floor, aiming his colored flashlight at the wall, and pretending with all of his might that he was sitting in a movie theater. And as the light danced on the wall, the youngster imagined his favorite movie stars doing all of the wonderful things they did in real motion pictures. Soon the little boy was inventing movie plots for his make-believe actors and actresses. He was hearing every word. He was envisioning every scene. Eventually, the little boy outgrew the punishment of such confinement, outgrew even the bitterness of such an upbringing. And yet by then, his razor-sharp imagination had revealed a whole new world to him. And through the years since, the cinematic artistry of the incomparable Swedish director Ingmar Bergman has been a lighthouse beacon for motion picture directors everywhere in the world. In concept, in texture, in technical accomplishment, in sheer breathtaking storytelling, Bergman broke the ground wherein the seeds of the greatness of himself and others eventually would flourish. But now you know where that magnificent imagination was born, on the floor of a dismal closet in Stockholm, Sweden, as a small boy escaped the dark by gazing with hopeful eyes into the glow of a flashlight on the closet wall. Now you know the rest of the story.